This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today is Friday, April 12th, and you are listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Bridget Schwartz, in for Sammy Sage today, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, now you can. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. You can really never go wrong with Quince. Whether it's cashmere knits, everyday jewelry, or linen shorts that are perfect for summer, they have you set with all the chic staples you need. This is your time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Late Wednesday night, Arizona lawmakers blocked an attempt to repeal the state's 1864 abortion ban. One Republican, Matt Gretz, supported the bill to repeal the ban and introduced it for a vote. Immediately, his colleague David Livingston made a motion to adjourn, stalling the vote. Later, Democrat Stahl Hamilton tried to introduce the bill again, and again, Republicans immediately moved to adjourn. They better hope Biden's job numbers keep going up, because they'll all be looking for new ones in November. The Biden administration made a major announcement on gun control yesterday, closing what's known as the gun show loophole. A rule will soon go into effect requiring all gun dealers to obtain federal licenses and conduct background checks regardless of where they sell guns. While this does not quite mean we have universal background checks, it is estimated to impact around 23,000 individuals who engage in unlicensed gun sales in the U.S., selling tens of thousands of deadly weapons. Attorney General Merrick Garland summed it up by saying, "Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store. If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks." Universal background checks would additionally regulate firearm transfers, including among family members. One step forward and two steps back. The Tennessee State Senate moved forward on a bill this week to allow teachers to be armed in their public schools. If the bill is approved by the House and signed into law, some public school teachers will be allowed to obtain concealed carry permits without telling parents or colleagues that they are armed. Hundreds of advocates for gun control were at the state capitol during debate over the bill and were forcibly removed from the chamber, including the family members of victims of last year's shooting at Nashville's Covenant School. If the bill becomes law, teachers who want to carry a weapon will be required to obtain a permit, go through background check, and have 40 hours of training. Based on Tennessee's education laws, I can only assume the training involves reading a book with all descriptions of violence removed. You know, stuff that's not appropriate to have within reach of children. O.J. Simpson died Wednesday night after a battle with prostate cancer. 2 months ago, he had posted to social media saying he was in good health. To be fair, that's not the worst lie he's told. Donald Trump's hush money trial is set to start next week after he's tried and failed a new delay tactic practically daily. He will most likely appear in a New York court on Monday when jury selection will begin. Trump's legal team has argued that it will be impossible to find an unbiased jury for the case, to which the court responded that jury selection procedures are sure to address any of their concerns. Honestly, I wish I didn't know enough about Donald Trump to have an unbiased opinion of him. I'd surely still hate him by the end of the trial, but I'd at least have known peace over the last 8 years. Not only is it an election year involving Donald Trump, but it's also a double cicada year, meaning we will simply be surrounded by inescapable annoying sounds. Two broods of periodical cicadas will emerge this spring, one across the Midwest and Southeast, while the other will remain local to Illinois. So yes, Illinois will be overrun by giant flying bugs that never shut up. And that's before the DNC even gets there. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, presented by Betches Media. And thanks again to our partner, Quince. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. So it's time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Until next week, I'm Bridget Schwartz, and now you know what the fuck is going on. Betches.